Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday, and we got an awesome guest, a returning guest, Bob Hamrick. Did I pronounce your last name right, Bob?
You did.
What's going on, Bob? How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You know, I asked Bob earlier. He said, I'm doing okay. I said, just okay, Bob? He was like, yeah. So we'll dive in into Bob's life and see what's going on.
We decided okay would be a starting point, but it's going to get better.
And, you know, live well with diabetes. It was here last year. It's happening again this year. A little bit earlier, and we'll get all the details. When I talked with Bob last year on Empower Wichita, it was my first time meeting him. And he had a really personal story to share with us. And there's a really cool event happening right here in Wichita, and it is Live Well with Diabetes. Bob, before we get all the details of this event happening here in the city, can you kind of explain to everybody just a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to come in today and share your story and be a part of this event?
Certainly. I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 22, which is a whole lot longer than I'd like to admit. But that's pretty late for a type 1 diabetic. The difference between type 1 and type 2. Type 1, your body makes no insulin at all. Insulin is a protein hormone secreted from the pancreas, and it breaks down the food into energy that the body can use. So you got to have that in order to live. Type 1 diabetics make absolutely no insulin, so we have to take injections for that. Type 2, their bodies are making some insulin, but either not enough insulin and or the body is not using it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they will have to take insulin, but more often, especially at the beginning, it's diet, exercise, some orals. So I was 22 when I was diagnosed. My first encounter with diabetes was a few years before that. I was starting my college career at McPherson College and had gone to my first class, came back to change books, and in the hallway there were a bunch of guys standing around, and you know, I assumed it was a fight or some kind of hassle. As I got closer, there was a kid laying on the floor, and
wow,
he didn't look good. The emergency crew came in, took him out, and later that day he died.
Oh my gosh. The reason
that he died was because he had diabetes. And it was his first time away from home, and he'd gone out and partied and really not taken care of himself, and it killed him. And that's something that I try to remind myself of, is that this is a life or death disease.
Absolutely.
Now, we have the opportunity to, pardon the phrase, but live well with the disease if you're doing the right things and if you're smart and also if you're lucky, because there are some times that I heard somebody say that if sheep do what you want them to, it's because you guessed right. Sometimes I think that's the case with diabetes. Sometimes you're doing everything that you can think of and it's still fighting you. But if you can get smart, if you can have the right information, you can live with this disease, and I've done so for 40-some years now.
And now, Bob, you're a volunteer for this event, or do you volunteer all year round?
It's all year round.
Okay.
I'm associated with Great Plains Diabetes, which is a not-for-profit clinic. I've known those people for a long time. I've been involved with the ADA on a national level for a while. In my other pre-retirement life, worked for an advertising agency, and we introduced Lantus insulin. So I got to spend a lot of time with focus groups and the experts, the medical technicians that develop those kind of things. So in addition to this, you know, being something that I have, it's also been a passion of mine. And Live Well gives me the opportunity to get the word out to people that are dealing with the disease, maybe struggling with it. We all struggle with it, but there's help out there. There's information. There are things that you can do to make a pretty rough disease just a little bit easier to manage and tolerate.
If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, the voice you hear, that's Bob Hamrick. And Live Well with Diabetes 2019 is happening here in Wichita, October 26th. And for anyone who's not familiar with this Live Well with Diabetes, first of all, you guys can head to GreatPlainsDiabetes.com. All the information is right there. I know last year it was at the Sedgwick County Extension Office. Is it still over
same
there?
Same place.
Okay,
yeah.
Same place this year. What can they expect day of?
It's a fun day, and it has to be for me to give up a Saturday to go stay inside. But one of the great things that happened, and one of the reasons a lot of people turn out, is that there are a variety of tests, lab tests, medical tests, that are provided absolutely free.
Yeah.
And those things can run into money, even if you have insurance. You can get an A1C. A1C is kind of the gold standard as far as where your blood sugars are.
The glucose test, right?
Uh-huh. And we also do lipid profiles, which I don't quite understand as a layman, but it's important stuff, according to doctors. We're given flu shots.
Oh, wow.
If you have insurance, we'll charge the insurance. If you don't, we'll give it to you for free. Eye exams, dental support by Delta Dental. Foot exams. KU Pharmaceutical School is there to help us do that. A big staff of people. And, you know, it's so important to know where you're at, because you can go through life with the disease and really not have an understanding of where your blood sugar is. And you kind of get used to feeling a certain way, and you can be dangerously high with your glucose. And until you know it, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, and you mentioned also a big part of diabetes and the management of it could be diet and lifestyle. Are there going to be any resources or education on cooking, diet, stuff happening at the event that day?
Yeah, absolutely. We have several cooking demonstrations, which are real popular, and maybe because you get to eat the stuff that's cooked. Also, one of the things that we're doing this year is, because type 1 and type 2 diabetes is different, we're having breakout stations for each one of those.
Okay. So I'm on the website right now, GreatPlainsDiabetes.com. It's got the event, the Live Well with Diabetes this year. Everything you need to know. And I'm sitting here talking with Bob Hamrick. And Bob, we were just talking about the live cooking demonstrations and all the stuff they have to offer. Hey, you say free food, you guys. I am there. This year, it's October 26th. It is still taking place at the Sedgwick County, the Extension Sedgwick County Office, 7001 West 21st Street North. And this is open to those with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And I mean, this affects everyone, adults, children, families. So it's all about education. They're going to have the free foot checks, the live cooking demonstrations, flu shots this year, eye exams, dental support, those blood glucose tests, free health and lab screens. I mean, all kinds of stuff happening. And listen, this is a free event. So if you don't have insurance, don't let that intimidate you. Come to this event and just be a part of it October 26th, Live Well with Diabetes. And everyone just joining together, physicians, people in the community, all about awareness, all about education with diabetes.
There are a certain percentage of us who have the disease, and it's about 13% of Kansans have diabetes.
That know they have it.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. 35% of Kansans have it, but don't know they have it.
Wow.
And that's the scary part,
because
there's a time bomb ticking in there, and you can't do anything about it if you don't know. We have actually diagnosed people that came in and just as a fluke just said, okay, go ahead and give me the lab test.
Yeah.
And diagnosed them as having diabetes, which is great, because that when you're diagnosed with diabetes, it feels terrible, but it's the best day of your life, because from then on you can do something to control it.
Wow.
And that is so essential. Diabetes affects everything and everybody. I mean, we all know somebody, work with somebody, related to somebody who has diabetes. We may not realize that, but in our immediate circles, there's somebody that we know that has diabetes. as a society, Kansans pay $2.5 billion in medical costs each year just in this state because of the complications of diabetes. Mm. So if we as a society, if we as businesses, if we as schools and churches can do something to lessen that impact, it's going to benefit everybody. It's going to benefit the people's health, but it's also going to benefit our pocketbooks because it is an expensive disease. Stanford University, within the last week, put out a research finding. They said that people with type 1 diabetes make 180 decisions more every day than someone without it. And, you know, that doesn't sound like all that much, but then you start multiplying it by the, you know, 7, by 30, by 365. There are a lot of decisions. What happens with diabetes is that with the medicines we have, I can do anything that somebody who doesn't have diabetes can do.
Sure.
I can eat ice cream, but I have to balance it with the insulin. I can go out and work out, but I have to back off the insulin a little bit. All those are decisions that I have to make because mm-hmm. my body doesn't make those anymore. And that's part of that 180. You know, you get to the point where you can make those pretty quickly, but
yeah.
they really are life and death decisions. And that's one of the reasons I like Live Well, because it helps you. It's like you get a cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you, okay, if you're in this situation, if you're sick, here's how you handle that. Here's how you adjust the insulin. So you're not always trying to do it all on your own.
And what that reminds me of is the statistic you said earlier. These are life and death decisions, and over 30% of people don't even realize they have diabetes.
Absolutely.
So it's so important. If you ever have any question in your mind, or you just want to say, you know what, I'm going to stop by this event, get a little prick in your finger, find out, and you can leave with information, or you can leave with the peace of mind knowing at least you went by to see.
Absolutely.
Now, I noticed last year we had talked about you guys had something like a recognition of heroes. I know the mayor was there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like that this year?
Yeah, we have started doing that every year, and it's really kind of a moving little ceremony. We ask everybody who's had diabetes for 10 plus years to get up in front of the group.
Wow.
And we recognize them, let them tell us their names and how long they've had diabetes. I think that the longest is 62 years.
Oh my God.
That's a long time to live with diabetes.
With that case, do you know at what age they were diagnosed? Do you remember with that particular story?
Yeah, I think they were really young.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a friend of mine was diagnosed at 3 months.
What are the symptoms? Is there something you can look for in your child, in yourself?
Yeah, there are quite a few, and some of them are specific to type 1 or type 2.
Got it.
But one of the ones that affected me was thirst, constant thirst and constant urination. Little kids, a lot of times, after they've been potty trained, they'll start bedwetting.
Oh, wow.
And you know, people just assume that's just, you know, a little regression going on. That's time to get the kid checked, because it could be that the urination is being caused by the diabetes. Vision tends to get blurry because of that. Tiredness. I describe diabetes as living in a swimming pool full of molasses. It's just hard to move. It's just... It's not quite painful, but it's certainly obnoxious.
So if someone's considering, you know what, I need to go in, I need to get checked, is that where they prick your finger?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't be scared. It's not too scary. And I'm talking with Bob Hamrick, because Live Well with Diabetes is back this year. What year is this for Live Well with Diabetes?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
And we're working real hard to get more people out. We make nothing on this. Nobody's selling anything. This is just for the good of the people who have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people don't know about this, and that's why I so much appreciate the opportunity to get on and let people know. Because
it
can really make a difference in the way you live.
Bob Hamrick with us this morning. Live Well with Diabetes, October 26th. It's a little bit earlier this year. Same place, though, 21st and Ridge, out at the Cedric County Extension Center. And this is open to those with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Or if you know someone, you want to bring them in. Not only that, it's going to be a fun day. Some yummy food. They'll have live cooking demonstrations. Also flu shots, eye exams. Shout out to Delta Dental. They're going to have some dental support happening there. Bob, when you go into the doctor's office and it says, do you have diabetes? Take off your socks. What do they mean when they say that? What's up with the foot checks?
Well, one of the things that happens, I describe diabetes and what it does to the body. It's like you have all these small veins in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I describe them as these nice little garden paths with butterflies and the whole bit. Well, when you have diabetes, your blood is carrying a whole lot of sugar. And those little paths aren't made for that sugar. So it's like you got this little path and this big semi comes ripping through it and kind of destroys all those nice little veins. As a result of those veins being kind of destroyed, you're not as sensitive to touch. And it's, feet being the furthest away from the heart, a lot of times they're not getting the circulation that they need. And so you won't be able to feel when you step on a nail. You won't, the foot is not responding the way that it ought to.
Is it kind of similar to when your foot falls asleep, quote unquote, and it's almost like that numbing?
Yeah, and you get that little kind of tingling.
Yeah.
It's like a numb tingle, which seems like a contradiction in terms, but that's the way it feels. And diabetes is a leading cause of non-accidental amputation.
Oh my gosh.
And that's why it's so important to take off the shoes and socks. And they have this little filament thing that medical person will use to touch, and you just tell them when you can feel it.
Wow, very interesting. Also, Live Well with Diabetes is on Facebook. I'm on their Facebook page right now. Feel free to like the page, because when you do that, any posts or any changes, any event happenings, you're going to hear about it first. So Live Well with Diabetes is on Facebook. Go ahead and search them. All the information is right there. Bob Hamrick sitting in with us. I'm looking on Facebook. What time does this thing end and start, Bob?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 a.m.
And then goes to 2. Now, the lab test will stop at 1. So if you're going out there for lab tests, make sure you get there before 1 o'clock.
So Saturday, October 26th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., you want to get some labs done, be sure to get there early. Those stop at 1 o'clock, but it's at the K-State Research and Extension Sedgwick County Center over there at 21st and Ridge. And Bob, thank you so much for hanging with me for Empower Wichita. I've said this before, but this is what Empower Wichita is all about, to help showcase and highlight amazing organizations here in the city that are nonprofits. And speaking of, nonprofits, you guys depend on the community, not just, radio stations helping shine some light on you, but also us giving back. So if people are interested in donating towards research, towards a cure, towards education for diabetes, can they do that on the website?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So if you want to make a difference, GreatPlainsDiabetes.com. Please feel free, volunteer, donate, whatever you would like to do. But the event, again, Live Well with Diabetes, the fourth annual, is October 26th, GreatPlainsDiabetes.com. And don't forget, you can search Live Well with Diabetes on Facebook.
One thing that I really enjoy with Live Well, each year we bring in some national speakers.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that.
One of them this year is a woman named Lauren Salkow, who is a freestyle Olympic skier.
Oh, wow.
And she has type 1 diabetes. And, it's always encouraging because, often you think, well, I can't do that because I have diabetes. Well, here's a woman out there, doing amazing things on a couple boards in the middle of a mountain range. And she has the same disease as I do. So it's very encouraging. She also has a service dog for her diabetes. This dog can smell when she is high or low on her glucose and let her know early so that she can treat it and go out there and win some medals for the USA.
How inspiring. And just to remind you guys, the type 1, that's when you have to take injections because your body is low or has no insulin. So
makes no insulin.
Makes no insulin. So be there Saturday, October 26th. From 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Live Well with Diabetes. All the information on Facebook. You can find them at GreatPlainsDiabetes.com. Thank you so much, Bob.
You bet. Thank you.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.